For the Gemara Pshita, Avada, like she's a Zoyna, Avada, she's also the Kohen. Rashi says, Zoyna, she was a malicious ish that lived with another man. Avada, she's a Zoyna, she's also the Kohen. So Gemara says, the Chiddush is, Bas Levi min Amais Yitzvichle. That's the Chiddush. That if a Bas Levi, she becomes posher, she can't eat Maisa, that's the big Chiddush. So Gemara says, why? O Bas Levi min Amais Yitzvichle Biznus? Does she become plus? Even if a bas levi has nus, does that pasul that she cannot eat ma'aser rishon anymore? For a time we learned leviya shenispis, a leviya that was captured by the goyim, or shenivul abilas nus, or else the goyim we know mamish lived with her, is noistin la ma'aser v'yachelus. You still allowed to give a ma'aser she could eat it. So even though she became a zayna, we see a bas levi could still eat ma'aser. So why talk here? Don't we let her eat ma'aser? It's Knas. Since this Bas Levi got married to another husband, and the Rabbanim only let her do it if she really checks out. But here, obviously, she didn't check out so good because the husband was alive, so she like did something wrong. The Rabbanim made a Knas, she cannot eat Maisa. And Bas Kohen in Atruma, if she's a Bas Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma right now. The Chumah, why not? And the Chiddush is, Afilu Truma the Rabbanim. Even Truma Med Rabbonim made a Knas here that just like a Bas Leviyah cannot eat a Maaser Rishon who Adina Bas Kohen, she becomes Psula with this Nus, and she's also not allowed to eat Truma. And not only Truma the Raisa, but even Truma the Rabbonim. That's the Chiddush. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding off Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph on top. The second two dots. The Mishnah says what? V'yein yorshim shelzeh, v'yorshim shelzeh yorshim ksubosa. Again, where the wife got married to a second husband because she thought the first husband died. So the loch is, neither husband yashin the ksuba. V'yein yorshim shelzeh, yorshim shelzeh, yorshim ksubosa. So where is the kasha, ksuba maya vidito? Where is the ksuba here? We learned before, fakert, there's no ksuba. We learned before that such an isha, that since she got married to a second husband, only with an eidechod, the Rabbanan said there's no ksuba. So if there's no ksuba, we have to have him in to say someone should yashin. Like when she dies, to say her kids don't yashin her. Pshita, there's no ksuba at all. Sumar says, Amarapopo ksubas bonin dichrin. There's a special halacha of ksubas bonin dichrin. That's the case. Let's say an isha gets married. The Gemara and Ksuba Yitzchom made a special takana. Like this, the father is afraid to give in the dunya a present to his daughter when she gets married. Because she figures when she gets married, what's going to happen when she dies? The husband yashins her. The husband takes over all the Yerusha. So if the father will give his daughter a big present, he'll go away to the husband, and her kids won't see it. So Rabbanan made a takana to say that the kids that she have from a husband, they have to yashin the Ksuba. Even in the case, let's say she dies, and the husband gets another wife and has more kids, and then when the husband dies, the chura, all the kids yashin the father equally. There's a special takonam that the ksuba that was supposed to go to the first mother, her kids yashin that, even though the husband yashin his wife when she died. So when his wife died, the father yashin it. Now when he dies, her kids are supposed to yashin the ksuba. So that's called ksubis bana dichrin. So, the Gemara says, Pshita, that's also, there's no ksuba. The Gemara says, no. Madatem, I would have thought, ledidor diavdi isura konsu rabbonin. She that didn't isa, the rabbonin made a knas, she does not get a ksuba. But maybe lezara le konsu rabbonin, but maybe her kid that didn't do anything wrong, so maybe after the husband dies, her kids should yarshin her ksuba. Kamashmla, no. Now the rabbonin made such a fatakon here, that even the ksuba's bonadikr and the kids, from her, don't have a right to yashin the ksuba. The Rabbanan canceled her completely. She has no ksuba at all. Then it says, Ochiv shozem, the Yochiv shozem, chotzim loy miyavmin. In the case again, when she had two husbands, and then the husband dies, so both of them, midirabonet, both of them, the case of Yavim, they had no children, so the brothers only make chalitza, not yibim. So Mar says like this, Ochiv show Rishon Chelus Midiraisa. The first husband, he Lamaisa still married to Midiraisa. He didn't give her a get, he died. So Lamaisa, his brother has a mitzvah Yibba Midiraisa. So he has to give Chalitza Midiraisa. How come the Mishnah says the Tanakam holds that his brother cannot make Yibum, can't marry her? That's only Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, you can't do it since she has a second husband. Ochiv Shalsheni, now the second husband, when he dies, his brother that has to make Yibum, Ochlitza, is Chalas Midrabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan de Katakona. Because really, this second husband is not married to her. Because really, since the first husband is still alive, so she's an Ashes Ish to the first one, she has no right to get married to a second husband. The Kedushin is not even Chal. So really, when the second husband dies, there's no Chalitza at all. But Midrabbanan, though, they left it to look as if he is married to her. So Midrabbanan, his brother has to give a Chalitza. For Loi Miyabim, why is there no Mitzvah Yibum? Loi Midiraisa of Loi Midrabbanan. That means Midiraisa of Sheet is no Mitzvah Yibum. Because Midiraisa is not a brother. And the Chiddush is even Midrabbanan, who are the Midrabbanan also, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. There's no Mitzvah to marry him. So the second, so both of them give Chalitza. The first one does it Midiraisa, and the second one only does it Midrabbanan. Okay, just look at the Mishnah again. Now the next part of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yaisi, from here on they start arguing. In the middle of Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi says, no, in such a case, where there was Neidecha that the first husband died, and she got married to a second husband, so even after when the first husband is still alive, she's still married to the first one. And the first one has to give her Ksuba. Ksuba Sanichse Ba'al Rishon. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Lezer Waimel HaRishon Tzakoyim Tziyose. He says even a bigger Kiddush. Not only the Chur Zerak Suba, but even the first husband also gets her Metzias over Maisi Yodela Uva Forest of Dorehom. That it's Kamatla, she's still his wife, and therefore whatever she works, her Maisi Yodayim goes to the first husband, and no one then a Forest of Dorehom also. Rabbi Shimon, the name of Shimon says a bigger Kiddush, that the Yosech Lisosam Yoko Sharishan Pateras Tarosa. That Rabbi Shimon says, Mamish, the first one is the husband, and therefore when he dies, his brother has a mitzvah yibum, and he's allowed to be miyabma. He could even make beer with her. That's what Shimon says. Whereas the next man yibum will hold by sight, the second husband is like not the husband, and the real husband is the first one, and therefore the first one has all these dinim, that the ksuba goes upon the first husband, and he taka gets the mitzvah, and he could even make yibum his brother. So kids, there are three man yibum here. There's Rabbi Yossi, that's the only about ksuba. Then there's Rabbi Shimon, it says, then there's Rabbi Lezer, it says about the mummin, that the Mitzias and the Maisi there also goes to the first husband. And then the third man, Yom is Rabbi Shimon, it says the biggest Chiddush, that the first one's brother, when the first one dies, his brother could even be Miyabno. That's these three dargis here. So more says like this. Rabbi Yossi Yom Ksubos and Nechse Baila. Omer Rafuna, Bas Roi Moidele Kamoi. The next two man, the Yom, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, both agree to Rabbi Yossi. In other words, one is saying a bigger Chiddush than the other one. But Kamoi, the first one, Rabbi Yossi, Loi Moidel Basroi, he does not agree to the next one. So we'll soon see why. Now what's the Hezbo? Rabbi Shimon, Moidel Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Shimon, the last man the Yom, that said that the brother could even make Yibum, holds like Rabbi Loza. To Ma Bia, Diyiki Surah Lekonis, Maduch to make Bia, like the second, when the first husband dies, his brother could be Miyabmo. The Rabbanan did not make any takana, lekonis, the kol shchein mitziyoso, maisi yodeh memainhu. So for sure, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Lezer that the first husband gets the mitziyas and the maisi yodayim of his wife. That means if she works, or if she finds a mitziyas, she has to give it to the first husband. For Rabbi Lezer though, loy moid le Rabbi Shimon, but the first one's not agreed to the last one. Rabbi Lezer argues on Rabbi Shimon. Why? He holds mitziyoso, maisi yodeh memainhu, lekonis. That if the wife makes money, or she finds a mitziyah, that they hold goes back to the first husband, because it's only a mumin, it's only about money. So lekonis rabbanan doesn't make any kenas. Avubia, but in the case where the first husband dies, if you want his brother to be miyabim, that's a shalav via the suruhu konis. To make a bia, there the rabbanan made a kenas. So the kids of Rabbi Lezer does not agree with Rabbi Shimon. But the Tavayu, both Rabbi Lezer and both Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yossi. They both agree to Rabbi Yossi's Svara. That what? Like this. Hani diyas v'tusei lekonus. Maduch Rabbi Lezer says that the Maisi Yodayim and the Mitzias, hey, while they're still living together, still goes to the first husband. He does not make a kenas. V'chol shchenk suba to the Mishkol Meifakoi, Avad and Avada Ksuba. Like, when do you give a Ksuba? Either you give her a get, or else the husband dies. So So ksuba was nogei to get rid of them, for sure the person doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Because that's still the halacha of the Mishnah. They all agree it's supposed to be taitse mizeh mizeh. Like midrabbanan, the first husband still has to give her a gift. We're only saying if he does not give her a gift, calls the money, didn't give her a gift, they owe that the ma'is yadayim and the metzias still go to the first husband. But I call upon him, the ksuba, that's for sure the first husband has to pay. Because the ksuba pertains to when he gets rid of her. And that's what the rabbanan wants, so for sure the ksuba goes. This is the first trap to learn. That the first ones disagree with the second ones, and the second ones agree to the ones before. And for Rabbi Yossi, Le'maydalu, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to the Basroi. Why? For this Svara. Ksuba de la Mishkala Meifaku. A ksuba, when do you give it? When you get rid of your wife? To Lykonis, on that Rabbanu did not make any knas, did not stop it. Avalhani, but the next halach is, the Yas V'tusei, calls the man, your wife is still living with you, and you want to say if she works, or if she finds a mitziah, she has to give it to the first husband, that Konis, that Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi argues on the next Mandi Yomim. That's the way Rafuna says. Now Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said the svar is just the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Kamoi, Moidele Basroi. The first one, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah agrees to the next ones. But Basroi, Loi Moidele Kamoi. The last ones do not agree to the first one. Because Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shimon do not agree to Rabbi Yossi. What's the svar? Just the opposite. What's the svar? Rabbi Yossi, Moidele and Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Yossi agrees that Rabbi Yossi says that the ksuba, the first husband has to pay. So he also agrees that calls them on the living together, the wife has to give a husband, the first husband, the ma'is yadayim and the mitzias. Why? Ksuba dimididei ledido lekonis madach ksuba, which is from him to her. They did not consent to kol shchein mitzias or ma'is yadayim dimididei ledidei. Avada, they should not stop the wife from having to give a husband the ma'is yadayim and the mitzias. Because that's from her to him. Like, really, who did something wrong here? She did something wrong. Like, she was the one that got married to another husband without checking out really carefully if the first husband's alive or not. So really, the one to get the knas should be her. So Rabbi Yossi holds that if the husband has to pay her the ksuba, so for sure then, we want the lady, like, to have to pay things back to the husband. Because she's the one that did wrong. So she should lose out. So Madrach Rabbi Yossi says she doesn't lose the ksuba, she's going to have to lose her ma'is yadayim and the mitzias. That will have to go to the first husband. Versus Rabbi Lezer, Loi Moigel, Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree. Mitzias, so ma'is yadehu dimedido, ledido, loi konis. True. Rabbi Lezer holds that the mitzias and the ma'is yadayim, the isha should have to give away. That we want. We want the isha to lose out. Abu ksuba, but that she should get a ksuba, that's the dimididei, lididu, that goes from him to her, konis, that Rabbanu made a knas. Those Rabbanu don't want her to gain on the deal. No knas is that she did an issa, so we want her to lose out. So it's a swara she should lose a ksuba. But that Rav Lezer says that if she finds something or she makes money, has to go to the husband, that's good, that we want. We want her to lose out. And the Tavayu Moidel Rav Shimon, both could agree to Rav Shimon. Umahani de Michayim, Loikansi, Maduch, when they're still married, they're still alive. They don't make these takonis. We let the din go. That is a ksuba. Or there's a ma'is yadayim. So Bia, where's the shail of Bia of Yibum? To Liacha Misa, it's only after the husband dies. Is like Kol Shchein. For sure, they all agree, the Rabbanim, they do not make any knasim. Like Maduch, they hold when they're alive and married. There are not knasim. Like Rabbi Yossi says, the ksuba doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Lezer says, the ma'is yadayim and the mitzias go to the husband. So you see, they didn't take away, they didn't make a knas. They left halachis. So pshita, when he dies, when the husband dies, like it's all over now, pshita Rabbanan should not make any knosis. So therefore, the left the din is that midiraisa, the first husband was the husband, and when he dies without children, there should be a mitzvah yibum. So everybody agrees to Rabbi Shimon that there is a mitzvah yibum. They call shechein. That's why the first ones agree to the last ones. But the other way, for Rabbi Shimon, the last one, Loi Maidelhu, they don't agree, he doesn't agree to the first ones. I'll tell you like this, Bi Yehud Liacha Misa, when is the mitzvah Yibam Nogeyatu? Only after the husband dies. So in that lekonis, then the rabbanon didn't make any kanas, like the marriage is over anyway. So Mel, they left on the din Torah that the first husband was really married to her, and the first husband's brother should make yibum. Aval hani, Mashenkin calls the man they're married together though, the mechayim, they're still alive, konis, Reb Shimon knows, then they didn't make a kanas. Those the rabbanon want that she did in this year, so the rabbanon want her to get a get to get out, so they don't make no mitzias, no maisidayim, no ksuba. So therefore, Reb Shimon does not agree to the first ones. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says like this, Nisai Shlei Bishus, let's say she got married without permission, which means without permission of Bezdin, which means two Eidim came. Let's say two Eidim came and told the lady that your husband died, we saw your husband died. So in such a case, when two Eidim tell her, she has a right to believe them, and she's allowed to get married. And therefore what? Even if the first husband is still alive, she's mutter to the first husband. That's called like an onus. She's an honest by getting married to the second husband, that when the first husband, we find out, is still alive, she goes back to the first husband, she's mutter to him. Amaravu namarav. Haki yukasa, that's the halacha taka, that she has a right to go back to the first husband. In other words, she's called an honest, like she was forced to be with the second husband. But she didn't do mirots and go away from the first husband. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, ganva genuva lom lechulik. What do you have to steal for? Yisrir lechok Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says it in the Mishnah. So if you all like Rabbi Shimon, ey malachok Rabbi Shimon, why don't you say clearly, that's the halacha, you should have said, Rav Huna should have said, Rav Huna Amarav should have said, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Then in the case when she got married because two eidim told the husband died, then she's mutter to the first husband. Because your halach is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah is the one that says this. That when does the Mishnah say, Taitse Mizer Mizer? Only when there was only one Eid Echad saying the husband died. But when we have two Eidim saying the husband died, and then she got married to a second husband, and then the first husband came back, the Maisa, that's called the big honest, and she's mutter to the first husband. So Zakashin of Hunam Arav, why didn't you say, Kvin Allah, Rabbi Shimon? Skumar says, V'chitem, maybe you'll answer me like this. Do you know why Rav didn't say that? Because, I mean, if I would have said, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Mashma Filuba Kamaisa, even if Rabbi Shimon's first halacha, Rabbi Shimon's first halacha was that in the case of a Nei Dechud and the husband dies, there is a mitzvah Yibum. So if he would have said, Stam Halacha Rabbi Shimon, I would have thought even in his first halacha, that when the first husband dies, his brother could make bia. So that's why he didn't want to say Halacha Rabbi Shimon. For the Gemara knows still a kasha. But Ema, why didn't you say Halacha Rabbi Shimon b'achreina? You should have said though Halacha Rabbi Shimon second halacha. Because Rabbi Shimon says two halachas in the Mishnah. Where it's a neidechot, he says there's a mitzvah yibum. And then he says you should know, but when she got married with two eidim, then she's mutter to the first husband. So why didn't you just say Halacha Rabbi Shimon b'achreina? Kasha and Echnami. That's a little kasha in Rav Huna Marav. But kasha always means a little of a question, but it's not a tiyufta. Like it's not the biggest kasha. And the Chura didn't want to say that way, not to get mixed up. So a little of a kasha it is. Mor says, Omer Rav Sheshis, Amina I say, Kinayim B'shochiv, Rav Omer L'Hashmaitito. That Rav, Paskins like this, with two Eidim, she's mutter to the first husband, he said it when he was dozing off. Kinayim B'shochiv means he wasn't all there. In other words, he made a mistake. As he said it when he was dozing off. Why? Because halacha mechlal depligi. You say halacha is like this, mashma, somebody argues that somebody else, even though she got married with two eidim, still when the first husband we find out is still alive, she's usher to him. That's why you have to say halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, halacha that it's mutter, and whenever you say halacha, mashma it's a machlokes, one way or the other way, and you say halacha is this way. For the Gemara, my have little mevad. Men are sonsa, like how can anybody argue on this? What do you mean halacha? Who argues on this? It's an honest gomer. In a case where she heard from two eidim that her husband died, so she's an honest. What else should have she done? Two eidim say your husband dies, you're allowed to get married. So how could anybody argue on this? So why does Rav Huna Amarav have to say halacha? Mashmitz machlekes. There should be no machlekes. For Yoitanya, we also learned like this. Kol aroyis shabatoyra. All the aroyis in the Torah. Ein tzriches amenu get. You don't have to give a get. In other words, if you get married to one of the arroyis, that the Kedushin is not chal, halacha is you don't need a get. Like the Kedushin is not chal. If you get married to your sister, you don't need a get. The Kedushin is not chal. Chutz is only one case excluding. Chutz meishis ish. She'nis tesal pi bezdin. that what in our case of the Mishnah, a lady that was married, that an Eidecha came and told her your husband died, and she got married to a second husband. So now when we find out the first husband is still alive, the second husband has to give her a get. Like our Mishnah says, take to Mizem, Mizem, they have to give her a get. So the Dik is, Al Pi Bezdin, who the boy Gita? Mashmoni, because she got married with a heter of Bezdin, means only one Eidecha was there, and Bezdin gave her the heter. But Al Pi Eidim, Loi boy Gita. But Mashmoni, if she got married because two Eidim told her husband died, then she would not have to get a get. His Lukur Mani, who does this go like? Elaim, Rabbi Shimon, once it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Al Pi Bezdin, ni boy get. Does Rabbi Shimon say you have to give a get even Al Pi Bezdin? For a time, it was not like this. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, also Bezdin by Rosen. When Bezdin gave a psak, like here, let's say an Eidechod came and told the lady her husband died. So Bezdin gives her after to get married. And she got married, and then we find out the first husband is alive. So Rabbi Shimon says they made it, Kizodin Ish Beisha, as if Mamish they got married Bezodin. It's like Mamish, a lady that's married, gets married to a second husband. And the Loch Riz is not Chal at all. Al Pi Eidim, let's say though the Isha got married because of Eidim, two Eidim came and told her that your husband died and that's why she got married, then the din is, Keshirgas Ish Bisha. Then we consider she's like a Shegik, she's like an Anusa, she was an honest, she didn't realize, because she has the right to believe two Eidim. Now, Rav Shimon says, Idi V'idi, in both cases you should know, Loi Boi Get, that from the second husband she does not need to get. And Rav Shimon argues in our Mishnah, in a case where she's still married to the first husband, he's still alive, and in between she got married to a second husband, that means the Yiraisa, she to the Kedushin is not Chal. Means the Yiraisa, she's still married to the first husband, the second Kedushin means nothing. Our Mishnah just says, Midi Rabbanan though, Sigzera, she has to get a get from the second one. But here Rabbi Shimon says no, Rabbi Shimon says clearly, Loi boy get. So a kid, so who does the Reisha go like over here? Elo Lav Rabbanan, he has to go according to Rabbanan. So you see clearly, even according to Rabbanin, that when she got married with two Eidim, it's Mamash Mutta. It says, Al-Pi-Beis Eidim, Le-Boy Gita, Mashma, Rabbanin also agree, like Mehevel Lemevel, what could have she done? So, Dathakashim, Afunam, Arav, what do you mean, Halach is like this, Pshita, nobody argues. Smur says, no. We all about tell you, Rabbi Shimoni, really, this whole price only goes according to Rabbi Shimon. But maybe the Rabbanin argue. The other Rabbi Shimoni, for a trit talk, he answered like this. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, also Bezdin by Rosson. When Bezdin passed in the smuta, like by an Echad, ke kavonas ish pe isha. Like when a man, when an isha got married to a second husband, a kavona. Oh boy, get, and echnami, be garbage, you do have to have a get. Al pi edim, kishle the kavon ish pe isha, blay boy, get. Only when she gets married, al pi to edim, then she does not need a get. So the kids said, maybe this only goes according to Rabbi Shimon over here, and maybe the Rabbanan argue. So now this wouldn't be a big riot. We have a Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says like this, Linyan Isur Katani. Here, it's only talking about Isur, we're not talking about Get. About Get, we're not talking about. The what? Vochikom, this is what I meant to say. Osu Bezdin by Rosen. When Bezdin Paskin threw an Eidechud that she's let her get married, Kizodin Ish Bisha, it's considered like if she got married to a second husband, and later we find out the first husband is alive, it's like she did a benazid, she was living with another person. Oh, Mr. Abayla, and therefore she's like a Saita, that a Koponim Midirabon, and she's also to her first husband. What about our Piedim? Let's say she got married with after two Eidim came and told her that her first husband died. Then when she gets married to a second husband, it's called Kishigas Ishbisha Vule Misra Baila. And then when the first husband comes back and is really alive, we say she's mutter to the first husband. Even though she lived with another man in between, that's called like an onus that she's mutter. That's what we're talking about here. But if you need to get or not, that we're not talking about. So the kids again, there's no right the Rabbanan argue.